If you're looking for Pokemon-style Etsy items, Pokemon Pop figures, and so much more, check out the PokeDepartmentStore.com. That's PokeDepStore.com for all your Pokemon needs.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
What is up, everyone? It's me, the Pokemon Cave, joined by my co-host, again, 2 weeks in a row now, Bambi Bunny. We might actually have to keep a running tally of this, of how many times you can record in a row without...
I've missed one.
It only takes one, okay?
We'll be fine. They'll survive.
Yeah. Actually, oddly enough, so I did mention to you about this earlier in the week. Ever since we hit the 6,000 download mark, we have been steadily increasing in downloads ever since. Nice. Right now, we're almost looking at, I believe it was about 100 and... I'm going to say probably about 170 downloads within a one-month span since we hit... because we hit 6,000 downloads like September 12th or something like that, or 11th. So as of right now, we're actually... We might be on track to hit 200 downloads within the month, which is phenomenal. And in fact, new downloads for each new episode, normally it would take roughly a week or so to hit 14, 15 downloads for that particular episode when it releases on the Monday. However, now we're hitting that within like a 24-hour span. That's
pretty good.
Phenomenal. Now, I don't know if that has to do with just people word of mouth. I have been marketing in a sense, sort of free marketing. So every time somebody buys a card for me from eBay, I throw a little business card in there that has the two podcasts and our Instagram accounts on there. That might be doing it. I don't know. We've been getting a lot of listeners from France lately, which is kind of interesting, considering I haven't sold anything to France in a very long time. So I don't think it has to do with the business cards, but clearly the French people like us.
All right, I'll take it.
Yeah. We're also getting, a few Australia ones as well. That stood out as well. So first up... Oh, I know I'm leaving the messaging. Leave me alone. Every time you click on something, it's like, do you really want to go here?
Mm-hmm.
Trust me, it's safe. I want to go there. So today we're talking about, we're going to take an early look at some Paradox Rift, a Pokemon Go player who's just a little bit pissed off at, you know, I got to do too much things in too short amount of time to get a Master Ball. Boo, flipping who? Hey, you want to play Pokemon Go? You want a Master Ball, you got to do the work. Just like you have to actually walk outside of your house and walk around the block to try and catch Pokemon. Sort of. When I first started playing, I was catching Pokemon in my living room. So there's that. Also, finally, as I mentioned earlier, I ship things on eBay all the time. Bambi likes to ship things from time to time on whatnot and so forth. We all try and package our items so then they're essentially bullet resistant, because USPS, or in my case, Canada Post, will probably do anything humanly possible to destroy your products. It's like a mission of theirs. However, this person, kind of gross. They put a card in food packaging and shipped it like that. Not the greatest, thinking outside the box, but definitely not the greatest.
There are so many other things that could have been done.
Oh, God, yeah. I mean, putting it in just an envelope, no sleeve, no nothing, would have been better than what they just did.
Mm-hmm.
But, all that, and of course, our Pokemon battle. Now, hopefully we don't have another tie today, because, oof, that was rough.
But I still won.
On a technicality, and my daughter still does not believe in that. She thinks, no. We tied. We're both knocked out. Run your butt back to the Pokemon Center and heal up your Pokemon and try again later.
Yeah, and then we tried again and I won. So,
again, on a technicality.
We'll take it.
Gosh.
We will take it.
It's all you're going to take.
Yep.
So, first off, looking at some Paradox Rift. Now, this is a set where I may or may not buy it.
So I've seen it because the Japanese version of the set is Raging Surf, which is going around like hotcakes right now.
Oh, God, yes. Yeah.
There's three cards that I want. I think I actually now have all three, four that I wanted. But I can't get behind it. I can't.
Yeah, that's the problem. Sometimes you run into the FOMO where it's like, oh, but everybody and their uncle has it. I gotta have it. But then you really need to sit back and relax, first of all, and think, you know what?
Let the singles come out by the cards that you want out of the set.
Exactly, yeah. I mean, if you're into the artwork, go ahead and buy the singles. It's going to cost a hell of a lot cheaper eventually, rather than buying the product and praying that you actually pulled a card. Keep in mind, Pokemon Center releases a new set before the old set has time to dry, for crying out loud.
Mm-hmm.
They're constantly throwing sets down our throat, saying, here, fatty, buy another pack.
So close together now that the promotion for the sets aren't even coming out. It's just like, by the way, new set coming in a month. Oh, guess what? New set coming right after that. But there's no real, you know, I remember when they used to hype sets up. I feel like not even English 151 got hyped, honestly.
Not a whole lot. No, it was because 151 was kind of foreshadowed by Obsidian.
Mm-hmm. Obsidian did get some good hype.
Yes, yeah. But again, then they tried to hype up 151. It's like, we'll deal with that later. But Obsidian, Charizard.
I'm already looking forward to the new Japanese sets coming into December, so.
Oh, God. Now, of course, there might be some. I mean, that's the thing. I don't normally buy singles unless it's a card that I need. For instance, the Ghastly Evolution line. Thank God they took a little bit of a break on that evolution line, because I still don't have all the Gengars or the Haunters. I have all the Ghastlies. Thankfully, those were the cheapest ones to get. Haunter's starting to get a little pricey, and Gengar, Jesus Murphy. I mean, I might as well refinance my house at this point for those cards. It's like some of them are just ridiculous. And then, of course, out of nowhere, Tag Team blew up, and now that card is ridiculously expensive.
I have both of them. Nee. I knew Tag Team was going to blow up too, so I held on to them, and now everyone wants them so bad. I'm like, nope, vaulted, sorry.
You can always give me the friends and family discount.
I'm in a leg and a kidney at this point. I've had some crazy offers for those cards.
Oh, I can imagine. Yeah. Yeah. God. So going into Paradox Rift, there's some interesting artwork for those of you who want to collect just single cards. But they really don't make sense for the cards themselves. So when you think of like full art artworks, you think of theoretically more powerful cards. However, there's a Mantyke full art, which looks beautiful. It's I guess somebody in an underwater laboratory looking at a Mantyke outside of the window. Now, of course, Mantyke only has 30 HP, only has one attack, which thankfully you don't even need energy for it, but it doesn't actually do any damage. It just heals Is that 120 damage? Yeah. Heals 120 damage from one of your benched Pokemon. Which is, I mean, sweet. It's a free move to heal up your other Pokemon. But it's useless to stick in your active spot, to use that move. Because it's literally going to get spanked by anything, really. Especially if it's an electric Pokemon. Now, of course, then we move into, there's a Chen Pao. But again, I'm so over the, I guess, Paradox Legendaries-ish, if we can call them that. Now, this is 120 HP, but it's a regular art. There's no full art version of this actual particular one. Again, 120 HP. One move does Snowbringer, which is actually pretty decent. You attach up to two basic water energies when you discard Pal to one of your Pokemon. So at least you get a nice energy retrieval, essentially, without having to sacrifice parts of your deck for item cards to do that. And then you have Wrathful Blade, which for three energies, you do 130 damage, but you discard two from your Pokemon at the end of your turn. Which, it's kind of like a revolving door. You start off with three, you do 130 damage, you drop down to one energy. Now you use Snowbringer, attach those two energies again, wait a turn, do Wrathful Blade for another 130, and you just rinse and repeat. The only downside is that you're losing a turn each time that you do that. And then, of course, we have Goldingo, EX, which is a Goldingo. Sword. Yeah.
Noodle Man,
yeah.
You got two cards out of the set, and both are just atrocious looking, in my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, the artwork is kind of cool on this one. It's all silver, with, of course, all the gold coins and Goldingo kind of in behind the scenes. The color scheme really works,
though. Oh, the Gimmagool, you mean?
So yeah, Gimmagool. Sorry. Yep.
I was trying to picture what card you were talking about.
Yeah. it's got a coin bonus. So for ability, once during your turn, you may draw a card. If the Pokemon is in your active spot, you draw one more card. So technically, each turn, you can draw three cards. Because you get one card at the start of your turn, you use your ability, draw another card. Because the Pokemon is potentially in your active spot, you just draw another card. And then for one energy, you can do Make It Rain for 50 times, which is you discard any number of basic energies from your hand. This attack does 50 damage for each card you discard in that way.
I come from more the world where people are chasing value. They're not really playing the cards. And so I think it's hilarious that out of this set, can you guess what the chase cards are?
Oh, God. So, is there a Charizard in this one?
No, there's not.
Oh, thank God. Okay.
No. So one is the Full Art SR Parasol Lady. That is the nicest card in the set. Because everyone's on their little waifu trip.
It's a girl, of course.
But Rika's card is so much better. Like, the art on Rika's card is so much better. And then the gold Garchomp EX.
Seriously?
Mm-hmm. So Garchomp is the feature. So he's got two EXs, three EXs actually, that everyone's going after. But we did get a Chantal card this set. So I changed my answer. I have like five cards that I want. the Joltik AR, the Chantal Full Art, and then the Plusle and the Minun ARs. They're so cute. Ooh, Snorunt. It's cutest card ever. Adorable.
Now, what kind of caught me off guard when I first saw these different versions of artwork was that we're kind of getting back into, how do I put it? versions of cards, sorry. So kind of like how we had back in Battle Styles, we had the Single Strike and Rapid Strike. It appears that we're going to have Ancient, and I'm assuming maybe Future. For instance, there's a Professor Sada's Vitality, but it has a Ancient stamp on the top right-hand corner of the artwork. Basically, you choose up to two of your Ancient Pokemon and attach a basic energy card from your discard pile to each one of them. If you attach any energy in this way, you draw three cards as well. So it looks like they're kind of going back to the days of basic or single and rapid strike, but calling it Ancient and Future, which is kind of cool. It also makes things a little more complicated, I think. So, moving on to good old Pokemon Go. Now, I used to play Pokemon Go. Stopped playing it probably, I don't know, a year or so after our daughter was born. Haven't gone back since. My wife periodically plays it, but it's more so back when our daughter wanted to play it, just to kind of keep herself busy. Now, neither one of us plays. I really have no desire to play it, really. It was okay and in the beginning, and then I just lost interest. However, like we mentioned at the beginning of the podcast, you can get Master Balls now. Now, of course, Pokemon's not just going to let you open up Pokemon Go and say, here's a Master Ball, have fun. Now, apparently you got to work for these, and apparently it can be pretty interesting to try and get them. So, of course, many players have been experiencing difficulties in completing the new Master Ball timed research. This is the second time Pokemon Go released a timed research to earn a Master Ball, but they have ramped up the difficulty this time. One of the tasks seems to be the main issue that this player was thinking. They won't make it on time to get the ultimate reward of the Master Ball. Players are especially concerned about the complete 60 raids task on the Master Ball research, as many of them have little more than 40 days left to complete the task, and have barely managed to complete between 6 to 10 raids so far. A Reddit user asked the community for their support, as they feel they are unlikely to get their Master Ball. They have complained that there are really few gyms in their area and very few people to play with. One player agreed, saying, "I have the same problem. Just no one to play with when raids are on." While another answered, "I only do solo one-star raids for this exact reason." A comment offered a possible solution to this, though. If you're at a college, there are probably a ton of gyms there. You can try during lunch, your lunch period. But the user answered back, "Unfortunately, I'm a high schooler, so it's a dead zone. There's no spawns or gyms or stops nearby." Now, the user's trouble finding points of interest echoes an issue that has been occurring lately with rural players and people trying to add much-needed Pokestops, routes, and gyms to their towns. In certain cases, Niantic has been outright denying certain requests to alleviate these problems, which has caused friction in the Pokemon Go community. Yeah, I mean, I agree. Depending on where you live, you might be shit out of luck, which is unfortunate. You know, unless you live in a very populated urban center, there's not a whole lot you can do unless you travel.
I didn't have that hard a time. I used to live in a really rural area where there was no stop, so I'd have to gather stops like whenever I went out. But, you know, I was able to just do laps around my yard with daily incense, and it worked just fine to catch things. And you can do remote raids.
Oh, okay.
So, problem solved.
Yeah.
And with the new addition to Campfire, you can find out where other people are and do raids with other people to get, you know, higher starred raids. But you can do them remotely. I mean, I raid with my Texas friends all the time.
See, back in the day when Pokemon Go first started, there was that hack where you could literally drop yourself in the middle of nowhere. For instance, you know, when I started playing it, I was here in Collingwood, Ontario. I could literally back then drop myself in the middle of Los Angeles if I wanted to and start walking around LA per se. But that was a hack, and Pokemon Go really cracked down on those guys. Thankfully, I never got banned, but if I probably kept on doing it, I probably would have. But, I mean, now, I guess they're making it easier or more legal, per se, for you to essentially teleport and raid with others in different areas.
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily walk around their urban centers, but participate in the raids. At least that will help you get your 60 raids. But, I mean, what do you expect? You got to do a lot of hard work to get a Covenant item.
Yep.
You know,
otherwise, it wouldn't be a big deal anymore.
No, and that's the thing. Available. If they handed out Master Balls extremely easy, then you would be associating a Master Ball with just a Pokeball. Because it's, well, who cares? I'll just get another one, or I'll get another six or whatever. You know, Master Ball is meant to be one-of-a-kind Covenant. And, you know, good on them for not making it easy. But, I mean, you also got to think, can't make it too hard. Because then it puts people at a disadvantage. But that's where they're also basically telling you, go make friends. That was the whole premise of Pokemon Go. Get out of your house, walk around, make friends. I mean, if you can't do that, then why the hell are you playing Pokemon Go?
Mm-hmm.
And finally, a TCG collector was mortified as a new purchase arrives in food packaging. Not any food packaging, though. Jalapeno sizzle beef stick and cheese packaging. So
oily stuff.
Oily stuff, yeah. And it is a Espeon VMAX. Looks like a alt art, I believe. Beautiful. That's going to be one beautifully oily card. I mean, I feel so bad for this guy.
Like, yeah.
What the hell are you thinking?
I'm not sure what perplexed someone to do that.
Oh.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Laziness, stupidity.
I mean, was it because it's the only semi-stiff packaging they had? I mean, like, still, use some cardboard and an envelope or something.
Yeah. I mean, it looks like they packed it in cardboard, like a cardboard box, essentially, from the picture that I'm seeing, but mm-hmm. Unless that's just a picture taken beside a cardboard box.
Oh, and that is, like, the only worthwhile Espeon card, too.
I know, yeah.
Ouch. That's just suck. This is why I don't buy off of eBay.
Yeah. Or, you know, buy off of trusted people. Look at reviews, for crying out loud. I mean, for instance, my reviews, people constantly say over the reviews how my cards were packaged extremely well. In fact, every single card I ship out is sandwiched in between two pieces of cardboard. In fact, the cardboard that you would normally get, the little sandwich boards from the vending machines, like the card vending machines where you put like whatever, a dollar or whatever in, and that cardboard sleeve pops out. I use those. I put the card inside and then I seal that bugger up perfectly with tape. Nothing moves, and then it goes inside of either a standard envelope or a bubble mailer if it's a more expensive card.
But and the more expensive card, mine always get penny sleeve top loaded, and they get card guards on either side, and then in a bubble mailer.
Yeah, I do bare minimum. I use card savers, deck savers, or well, so the bare minimum that goes into the cardboard. Anything worthwhile. Anything more than a few bucks is deck saver, top loader, cardboard, and then usually sometimes a team up bag as well. That way she's waterproof as well. Nothing is getting to that card ever. So, of course, you know, ordering cards online or any trading card for that matter can always be a risk. I mean, I've had I've had a few ship me just a card and a penny sleeve in a standard white envelope. Yeah, there's chances that sellers may be scamming buyers, or that if the card does not arrive and is real, it comes damaged. For one fan, this is exactly what happened. So they took to Reddit, they posted an image of the rare Espeon Pokemon card that they had purchased off of eBay. Imaging reveals that the packaging for delivery was damaged and that the plastic that was supposed to be protecting the card had in fact bent it. Even more bizarre, the outside packaging is a food box from a beef and cheese stick. So that was the outside packaging. They shipped it like that. Oh my god. Why? Wow. Freaking speechless. They actually shipped it as that being the exterior packaging.
Wow.
That's ballsy and stupid all in the same part. The user captioned the Reddit post with the words, "Imagine the shock when your card arrives in like this." Adding that they ordered this card off of eBay and the seller shipped me the card seen above. eBay refunded me. Well, thank God. Fans have since flooded the Reddit post, commenting and expressing their frustration at the situation alongside the buyer. One person said, "That's one way to lose money selling on eBay," while another added, "The plastic that the card is in is notorious for damaging the promos that it usually holds in place." I said, oh, I see what they did. Oh my god. They used the packaging or the plastic holder that those the promo cards come in from, the like EX boxes or whatever. That's what that was. I saw like a little bubble. I thought, okay, that's just a bubble in the packaging. No, it's the freaking plastic holders that they put promo cards in from, like the Pokemon packaging that always destroys your flipping card.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god. Okay, so they secured the card good, but by using shitty packaging, and then shoved it inside a Jack Lynx bag and shipped it like that.
So oh my. Random.
Oh, dear Lord. Oh. Other Reddit users wrote, "I had someone ship me a relatively pricey card loose in a plain white envelope, in a sleeve at least. It was damaged and scratched, and I sent it back in a top loader with a note advising how to properly ship a trading card." That is some passive-aggressive FU right there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I mean, hopefully this guy was able to get the card that he wanted from a reputable source. And hopefully next time he won't get a card in food packaging.
Hopefully not.
Oh my god. Like I said before, I've had some very interesting packaging. I'm trying to think. I don't think I've ever had food packaging.
I think the worst I've ever had is a plain envelope.
Yeah. I think think that's the worst I had, was a plain envelope in a sleeve. I've had other ones where it's like a plain envelope with the sleeve and top loader. But even then, like, it does not take that much force to bend a top loader either. I always go with cardboard, stiff cardboard, not just, you know, cut the flap off or cut a flimsy cardboard box and use that. I go with stiff, rigid cardboard, something that you really have to try and bend in order to bend it. Because, I mean, like I said before, USPS and Canada Post, I think on your training day, they show you how to bend items in half. And it's like, okay, here's how you do it. Go, my young ones. Wreak damage.
If it says fragile, then kick it.
Yes. Yeah, if you're, or like, if you're Amazon or FedEx, then this is how you complete a field goal with the box. Wind up and just poof it. And finally, it is time for our good old Pokemon battle. Now, of course, last week, like we mentioned, it was a tie, with Bambi coming out just squeaking by because of a last minute, oh shit, we need to quickly pick a Pokemon to try and determine who wins.
I still won.
I'm going to say that if I had a little bit more prep, that I probably would have been able to have a better choice. In fact,
but that's the best part, is you have to think on the fly.
I'm almost willing to say, like, going forward, we should have a reserve Pokemon in the bank. That worst case scenario, if we hit a tie, we have a bank Pokemon that immediately comes in as the clutch for the seventh spot.
Clearly I did.
No comment on that one. I should have known. Because, like, again, it's one of two of your favorite Pokemon that you always use. So it's like, I should have known. Then again, I mean, if Gengar was a legendary, you damn well bet I would have used Gengar. But going on, okay, since you won, I'll let you go first for the number one spot.
For the number one spot, I went with Durant. It's like that little ant thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, little random pick.
Man, that little ant thing, that is a freaking mean-looking ant thing. Jesus Christ. I mean, this is why I would love to see Pokemon for real, but at the same time, no, because then you get shit like this. I don't want that. So you're Bug Steel. You're straight up against, or weak against fire, resistant to damn near everything. My number one pick was Sylveon. Which is only a fairy type. I'm 2x weak against your steel. So right off the bat, you take that one. Now, it's worth noting that my daughter has picked some of this team. Or maybe all.
You can't use that as an out every week.
You know what? That is the hill I'm going to die on. And
no, because then it just paints me as the girl that wipes the floor with the 9-year-old.
Actually, you know, what's even worse is I think my wife has started listening to some of these podcasts because now she's even trolling me in multiple ways.
She pointed out how many times you lost.
That, yeah. And I told her to pick me up some coffee meat today or yesterday, and she came home with pumpkin spice coffee.
Your wife's my hero.
Well, she might be your hero. She is not my hero.
All right. Who was your number two?
Number two. You can tell that this was my daughter again. Umbreon.
Umbreon, huh?
She is definitely a evolution girl. She loves the evolutions. Yeah.
Fascinating. I went with Grappler.
Okay. GR. What? G-R-A-V?
E-L-E-R?
Oh, Graveler. Oh, I thought you said Grappler. I'm like, who the fuck?
Oh, no. No, no, no.
I was like, who the hell is Grappler? Because, like, I started to type it in. I'm like, no, I have a grap lock. Okay. That's another part I'm going to have to cut up. That was so much fun to edit the last podcast. Okay, so you are...
Rock and ground.
Yeah, you're rock and ground. I am... my God, where did I write this? Oh, just dark type. 2 times weak against fighting, bug, and fairy. I'm resistance, a ghost, psychic, and dark. your normal damage against my dark. Rock and ground. I'm assuming I would be normal damage against those. Just to confirm. Yeah, I'm normal against your rock and ground. But because you're two, I would assume that you would take the win on that, since it's technically two normal damages against one. But I'll
take that as a technicality.
Yeah, that would be, that's one of the ones that it's weird where it would be real interesting. Okay, number three, what did you come up with?
What was this? I always say that one wrong.
Which one's soul?
Solosis? Solosis?
Oh. That
it looks like a little flying butt in a bubble.
Yeah, okay. Solossus or something. Yeah.
Something.
Yeah. Psychic cell Pokemon, yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I picked it for the memes.
There's a meme for that?
It's a butt in a bubble. Of course there's a meme for it.
Yeah, it even has a little butthole too.
Yeah. I mean, that's like the cast form memes.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to tell you right off the bat, you took the win on that one. My daughter picked Paldean Wooper.
I'm telling you, you guys' special typings don't work out for you very much.
Okay, so she picked Paldean Wooper because it's cute.
Okay.
Sure, it's brown.
It's brown, yeah.
I mean, Wooper is nicer than the mud puddle that is Paldean Wooper. Number four for me, Palmot.
Interesting. Yeah. Well... I went with Minun.
Oh, the negative electric.
Uh-huh.
Pikachu reject. Yeah.
Not Pikachu reject. Plusle and Minun are so cute.
It's a Pikachu reject.
No, that's Raichu. Raichu is the Pikachu reject. No, that's the franchise.
That would be a low in Raichu. Okay, so you're electric, weak against ground. Palmot. Yeah, you're resistant to my electric. And you take normal damage against my fighting. You're electric. I am resistant to your electric. So I would probably take the win on that one, since you're normal damage against my fighting.
Mm-hmm.
And because I'm resistant to you. Yeah, I mean, it would have been... Actually, that would have been a freaking tie if I was just straight up electric as well.
Yeah.
So, thank God. number five. I've got Venusaur.
Venusaur. Interesting. Yeah. I went with Claydol.
Okay. You and your freaking double typing.
Always. Well, minus. Get it? Minus.
You're so funny.
I know. It's a real knee slapper. I try.
So, you're a ground psychic. I am 2 times weak against your psychic. Nothing about ground. I'm assuming I would probably be normal damage against your ground. But you are... Well, I'm grass poison. So you're 2 times weak against my grass. And half resistant to my poison.
That's a tough one.
Ground psychic. That might be a tie.
We can chalk it up as a tie.
Yeah, that might... Because, I mean, you're resistant to half of me, but we're each 2 times weak against each other. So, yeah. Because, like, my poison does absolutely nothing. And number 6, I've got Empoleon.
I know the name. I'm trying to picture it. Give me a second. Yeah. I went with Omanyte.
Omanyte? Oh, God. Come on. Is that not... That's a little cheaty.
How is that cheaty?
Is that not, like...
Omanyte's a plain old regular.
Is it really regular?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No legendary, no pseudo.
No. I mean, under the same circumstances, I mean... Okay. So you're rock water. So I'm water steel. I am resistant to rock and water.
Wonderful.
And I'm water steel. So you are 1 time weak against steel and 1 time weak against water. Dang. But I think I would take that one.
But you know, he's just plain old. Just a little shell dude.
Yeah.
I still won.
Well, it's 3-2 and a tie. We would really have to bunker down for that Claydol-Venusaur matchup.
We could do the same thing. We could pick a random regular type Pokemon, see who comes out on top.
Yeah, okay. Screw it. Let's do this. Right. Oh, no. I don't want that. That damn it. Okay, fuck it. I got one.
Same.
Okay. My number 7 is Char Cadet.
Mine is Octillery.
Okay, well, yeah, you're water. Fuck's sakes.
Okay, now I win.
What?
I don't know. It's a single typing though, so you actually have to look at it.
Yeah. So yeah, I'm a fire type, but I'm 2 times weak against your water. Oh, that's why I can't look at it. I'm stuck on Gen 9. There we go. Yeah, you're resistant against my water. Yeah. No. Yeah. Well, that's the thing. Like, Charcadet, that was just straight up fire. But if I went the evolved form, that's a dual typing. Well, God, I hate you sometimes.
That means my clutch Pokemon's come in handy twice.
Yeah, okay.
You know what? It's because you're too predictable. I knew you were going to pick a fire type. You were either going to go ghost or fire, one of the two.
How do you figure I was going to go fire?
Because that's what you did last time. Your clutch Pokemon was a fire type. And I looked at your lineup for today. You didn't have as many or any fire types.
That was my daughter's fault.
Okay, so I knew you were lacking and you would pick a fire type. Ta-da! Psychology at its finest.
Mm-hmm. And on that note, see, have a good day. Maybe next time I won't let my daughter pick the Pokemon. Maybe I'll let my son do it. Actually, I don't think that would be a good idea, because I'm pretty sure it'd be like Charmander, Bulbasaur, Squirtle.
All the starters.
Yeah. He doesn't have a very good imagination, I think. And then probably Growlithe. I guarantee either Growlithe or Arcanine would be in that lineup. Guarantee it. Because he loves those two Pokemon.
Good to know.
I would change it so then there was no Growlithe or Arcanine. Screw you. I am not putting that fire type in.
Good to know. Opposite of fire typings. Got it.
Right. Number one, Gengar. Take care, everyone. See you again next week.